I want to tell you about the very, very meanest Christmas party ever.
Christmas party? Was it a works party?
Yeah, it was.
Which works? Who was it?
Dunham Housing Association. They should be proud of themselves.
Why? What was so particularly poor about it?
We were invited to swing our pants, would you believe, in temporary building behind a police station. There was no food.
No food?
No food.
Nothing. You mean no food?
No food.
No food, okay, yeah.
An absence of food, zero food, none at all. There was supposed to be some kind of disco, but basically all I could hear was Tina Turner over the sort of house PA.
So somebody just put an album on, yeah?
I think so, yeah. CD, tape, whatever.
Yeah.
And the major attraction was the beer was half price.
And what kind of beer was it?
I think it was Double Diamond.
Double Diamond beer. And so what, did you all just stand in this hall?
There were various people sitting down, some on one side, some on the other.
You're saying nobody's enjoying themselves?
I believe.
You're saying no one's enjoying themselves? There were people sitting down, milling?
There were certainly people enjoying themselves. I wasn't one of them.
What kind of lighting was it in there?
It was dark until 11 o'clock when they closed the bar and all the lights
went on. All the lights came on, yeah. Okay, I'm putting you at the top of the list there. Name it again. It was the party for?
It was the party for Stunham Housing Association.
The meanest party so far. We've had a very good thing from here. Someone whose sister's birthday was 2 days after Christmas, and the meanest present in the world. In the old days, when those now, that's what I call music, used to come out, they used to be on two separate compact discs. Part of the same package, but so he used to give part one on Christmas Day to his sister, and 2 days later, part two of it, a $14.99 package. Dan, what are you holding over there?
Well, because I think we may have someone who's challenging for the top here, at the very least. This is from the fantastically named Andrew Rocky, who works and lives, obviously, in the fantastically named Heavy Tree near Exeter.
Yeah, sure, Heavy Tree. Yeah.
And he works for Heavy Tree Auto Repairs. Only too keen for the name of his firm to be on here. Dear Danny, as the bosses, this is a fact we just received, as the bosses are not in this morning, these bosses are called Gary Hill and Darren Brearley. They own Heavy Tree Auto Repair. I just had to tell you about our Xmas party last year. Christmas party, as we say. They left it until the last minute to book up and then made excuses that they could not get in anywhere. So we ended up going round to his house. That's Gary Hill, their boss's house. We went round to his house. There was no Xmas fare on offer. We ended up with boiled eggs with soldiers.
Does not go to a party to have a child's breakfast.
Boiled eggs with soldiers, one bottle each of the little cheap bottles of French lager, one each, and then he said, for entertainment, he turned on his television.
Yeah, we're there.
Can you get? That is Gary Hill and Darren Brith. They had the boiled eggs and soldiers, the one bottle each of the 1/6 of a litre of French beer, and he said, and he turned on the television.
How could you possibly stand around with a brookbed on? This is boiled eggs. The process, the dreary process of making boiled eggs, which is, is a precise science. You don't do that for it, and then bring in
some soldiers
with a bottle of beer.
I'm just interested in that point that was raised there about being not being able to get in anywhere.